This is Rhema for today.
I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to take a lesson from the eagle? Now, the eagle is a symbol of majesty. The eagle's been used as a symbol of majesty for centuries. It was used by the Romans. It was used by the ancient Egyptians and the Greeks. It was the primary symbol of the Roman empires on their shields.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth Hagen's teaching, Soaring with the Eagles. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagen with today's message.
Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. In the first chapter of Romans, Paul tells us that much can be learned about God by looking at his creation. You know, we read several passages in the Word of God that talks about that nature shouts to us that God exists. Nature reveals to us. And when we're talking about nature, we're talking about God's creation. Reveals to us God and what he's like and some things about him. And look at this. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen and being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Paul is simply saying here that because of God's creation and what we see in around us, that man has no excuse for not believing in God. Did you ever notice that people, when they look at nature and look at the existence of things that are in this world, they begin to worship the creation instead of the Creator? They understand that it is magnificent. Now the Amplified says, for ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made, his handiwork. So men are without excuse, altogether without any defense or justification. In other words, they're without any excuse for not believing in God. Now, according to what this verse of Scripture is saying, it tells us that nature shows to us that there is a God. Clearly, nature describes to us that there is a higher power. I mean, you can't look at the magnificence of this universe and come anywhere close to believing the theory that there was a speck, and from that speck floating through time, that all of this happened. Amen. To look at man and how he is so divinely and fitly made, it is very, very hard to think that there's a microscopic one-celled animal that started it all. If that's so, then with so many years passing, there should have been or should be some evolution taking place now. Where is it? If it's so that man came from the animals, and if it's so that all of the animals all came together and then they spread out from this, if that is so, then we all should, if we're all from the same base, then there should be able to be interproducing between the kinds. And there's not. Man stands alone. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 26 and 28, he talked about consider the lilies of the field, consider the sparrows. Did he not? Yeah. In Proverbs, consider the ant. A lot of things like this. And then, really, in the Word of God, there's some things that are said about the eagle. About the eagle. Deuteronomy 32, 11 and 12. It talks about the eagle. It says, an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttering over her young, spreading abroad her wings and taking them, beareth them up on her wings so that the Lord alone did lead them. I want to ask you the question, are you ready to take a lesson from the eagle? Now, the eagle is a symbol of majesty. The eagle's been used as a symbol of majesty for centuries. It was used by the Romans. It was used by the ancient Egyptians and the Greeks. It was the primary symbol of the Roman empires on their shields. The eagle, the bald eagle with deals clutched in his talons, is a symbol of the United States of America. That stands for majesty. It stands for strength. No other bird can soar as high as the eagle does. No other bird even comes close to getting to the heights that the eagle gets to. The eagle goes up to heights over 10,000 feet they will get up to sometimes. They build their nest in the very highest places. Now, that doesn't mean they don't come down some, but they do go up into the highest of the mountains. When the Bible talks about an eagle, they're probably talking about the golden eagle, which inhabited the Holy Land. This great bird mates for life. Did you ever notice we have two swans in the pond over there? I found out that swans mate for life when we were talking about our swans over there. These eagles mate for life. They build a nest in the highest cliffs far above, thousands of feet above the valley floor. An eagle's nest is like absolutely like no other nest whatsoever. It starts off with logs and branches. Some of them that are up to 4 inches in diameter and 8 and 9 feet long, and many of them weighing as much as the bird themselves. An eagle is very, very, very strong in flight. It can come down with its talons and pick up an animal that weighs as much or more than it does and lift it off of the ground and fly off with it. Now, most people, when they think of a bird, they think of a duck or something like that. An eagle is a large fowl, and they do weigh quite a bit. And then after the large branches, they place them in the cleft of the cliff, of the rock, high up, and they begin to put them together. And then after that, they begin to bring the smaller branches. Now, you know, we begin to think about something here. The eagle takes these things up into the rock. It builds its nest on the rocks. Matthew 7:24 said, the wise man built his house on the rock. It's important that if you're going to fulfill what God wants for you in your life, you got to build on the right foundation.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me. At the end of every broadcast, we say, thank you for helping us bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, that's because we have partners. Well, what is a partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends an offering at least once a month. Whatever you can send to help us to be able to do that. And we need you to pray for us, especially as we go all over preaching, all over the world actually, preaching and teaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And then the offering helps us to go to those places. And so once again, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, Soaring with the Eagles. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.